You're listening to SBS News.
Henry, not his real name, just bought a multi-million dollar home without ever stepping inside it. His real estate agent, Lisa Davies, from Ray White, says it took all of 30 minutes.
We went straight onto FaceTime and just went room by room through the property. It was surprisingly easy, I would say. He seemed to just have fallen in love with that property from the moment that he saw it.
Henry is just one of many forced to be creative in their hunt for property amid the coronavirus crisis. It comes after the federal government temporarily banned physical house inspections and auctions last month. The ban was part of sweeping lockdown measures aimed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Physical inspections have been limited to one-on-one interactions with real estate agents and buyers, adhering to social distancing of 1.5 metres. But Henry, living overseas, didn't have that option. Dan White is the managing director of Ray White Real Estate. He says the method is a success among his employees.
Essentially, it's the agent going through with their phone, live streaming to buyers that are interested, the whole property from the front door all the way through the back. It's sort of like a full warts and all sort of inspection that you'd want to do if you were doing it personally, and an interactive way as well. It's been amazing how good the agents have become at doing the inspection virtually and how much buyers seem to relate pretty well to it.
Economists forecast weak housing demand and falling property prices due to COVID-19 related rising unemployment and tightening bank lending conditions. Residential listings advertised for sale are at an all-time low. Just 24,000 properties were listed last month, about 27.3% lower than the same period last year, according to property market database CoreLogic. Mr. White says there are about 50% fewer properties in the market compared to the same time last year. Despite this, the Ray White website has been receiving a consistent number of visitors. The group has seen a 20% jump in online buyer activity on its listings since January.
Because it happened so fast, overnight, people had no choice but to continue on, and most of them, I think, were pleasantly surprised how well it's gone. For what is coming to market is getting good response from buyers, and I think vendors are starting to understand that more and more.
Mr. White says strong buyer activity may motivate reluctant vendors to put up listings. Director of the Real Estate Institute of Australia, Adrian Kelly, says less competition may be appealing for some home buyers.
If you still have employment and you still have the capacity to borrow money, interest rates are still very, very low, almost zero. And with a lot of buyers now starting to sit on their hands, I would have thought that now is probably a good time to be buying something.
However, buying a home can still be one of the largest purchases and investments an individual may ever make in their lives. Mr. White advises buyers exercise caution and avoid rushing into any deal.
Every buyer's got ample opportunity to do the proper inspections, to be able to do private inspections one-on-one with the agent. First homeowners, like always in any market, need to do the proper research, need to ensure that their finances are in place and seeing as much property as they possibly can.
Mr. Kelly says buyers should maintain engagement in the market, keeping in mind unforeseeable changes in the future. He urges customers to check any pre-COVID-19 agreements with banks, which may have changed under new circumstances. Some banks have issued stricter guidelines for clients in high-risk industries, such as retail and hospitality, trying to secure home loans or mortgage deals. Despite the uncertainty, Mr. Kelly is hopeful of a resurgence in the market months down the track.
We feel that it's likely that there are some areas around Australia which will come back with a vengeance, particularly those tourism hotspots such as Tasmania, Queensland and those sorts of areas. We're likely to see that Australians who want to get out of their house, who have been locked up for a while, will travel around Australia.
And you can keep up to date with the latest coronavirus news at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.